Secretary of State Hillary Clinton approved the aid based on national security interests, but says that in no way affects Washington's resolve to watch closely how Egyptian leaders treat civil society.
We're going to watch their commitment to the rights and the dignity of every Egyptian. We want to see Egypt move forward in a democratic transition. And what that means is you do not and cannot discriminate against religious minorities, women, political opponents.
The aid controversy grew from Egyptian authorities accusing U.S. pro-democracy groups of backing anti-government protests. Some of those Americans indicted in Cairo sought refuge in the U.S. embassy before finally being allowed to leave the country. Freedom House Middle East Director Charles Dunn is charged with using foreign funds to create instability in Egypt.
Now, what troubles me about the decision to waive is that it was taken without having first cut a deal with the Egyptians to end the NGO crisis, which means we all are still under indictment.
Dunn says continuing to fund Egypt's military makes it harder for Washington to press for protections for civil society.
Once you've told the Egyptians, as they have in effect, that this aid relationship will continue with no consequences, even if you're continuing to prosecute and repress NGOs, it makes it very difficult for the administration to come back and say, wait, we've changed our mind.
But many U.S. lawmakers say Washington's decades-long relationship with Egypt is more important than the civil society dispute.
We look forward to a productive, strong relationship, and we're not going to let any small things that have occurred to interfere with our future good relationship.
Middle East analyst Steve Heidemann agrees.
If we're talking about opportunities to preserve American influence and the chance to put the U.S.-Egyptian relationship on a solid foundation in the long term, I think it's very important at this very delicate stage in Egypt's transition not to take decisions because of very short-term transient kinds of differences of opinion between the two governments.
U.S. officials say they're focused on working with Egypt's new leaders to protect the rights of international and local civil society groups in a country where there's been more progress in the last 15 months than there's been in decades. Scott Stearns, VOA News, the State Department.